This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A new study shows tax revenues in Colorado's mountain towns are higher than expected following the pandemic. Sales tax collections in resort communities fell 5% in 2020 compared to the previous year, much less than economists initially feared. That's in a report from the Colorado Association of Ski Towns. Plans are underway for the Colorado State Fair in Pueblo this summer. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
A traditional state fair is back on tap this summer, provided the COVID-19 pandemic doesn't worsen. Colorado State Fair General Manager Scott Stoller says his team is excited and optimistic.
We're rooted and grounded in reality, so we know that things can change, you know, on a moment's notice.
Stoller says there's already plenty of familiar activities happening at the fairgrounds, including smaller events like weddings or quinceaneras, and large ones like the Rocky Mountain Street Rod Nationals car show that typically draws thousands of spectators. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
This weekend is Denver Pride Fest. Here's Denverite's Maggie Donahue.
After the pandemic pushed last year's Denver Pride Fest online, this year's coordinators want to give the community a variety of ways to connect with one another in whatever way feels most comfortable for them. That's why organizers have taken a hybrid approach this year, offering both in-person and virtual events. While the annual parade will be a virtual-only broadcast, there will still be block parties, drag brunches, and other in-person celebrations at hubs scattered around Denver. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.